So you would think that when Solomon becomes king, having been having come from a people that were slaves themselves and being at the bottom of the totem pole, so to speak, you would think when Solomon becomes king that he wouldn't miss the message, that he wouldn't fall into the trap of more and more and more. My friends, you know what? Solomon fell into the trap. This guy, Solomon, had amazing gardens, unrivaled, waterfalls in the Middle East, wild. He had the greatest entertainers of his day. He had the Beyoncés come to his pad, so to speak. He had fantastic food and wealth, unrivaled in the entire world. But guess what? He had to have more and more and more. Check this out. 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 13 says this. King Solomon, this is crazy. King Solomon put 30,000 of his own people into forced labor so that they could build a temple for Solomon. Solomon, the great wise sage of the Bible, is nothing more than just like the great kings of the Babylonians and the Persians and the Assyrians and the Romans and the Greeks. They missed the message. Enjoy life. Give credit to God for the things that you do have. Now let's fast forward here into the New Testament. Our New Testament lesson is from Luke chapter 12. Jesus tells a story about another person who missed the message. He wanted more and more and more. And from this little passage, I want to just share with you what's going on here between the lines of what Jesus is teaching here in this little parable. Do you notice the danger of the philosophy of more and more and more? Here it is. Here's the danger. You will be alone. Jesus tells this parable about a rich man. And you know what's interesting is how alone he is. When he makes decisions about the advancing his property, do you notice that he doesn't have any conversations or shared decisions with anyone else? He doesn't consult God. There's no mention of a family here. There's no mention that he's involved in any kind of community. He just makes decisions inside his own brain. He talks to himself. He even pats himself on the back. He's just kind of living all by himself. In fact, when he does get an abundance, the text says that he celebrates all by himself. He's like at the bar all by himself, no one there to celebrate with him. It's sad. We too can fall into the trap of more and more and more. Do you have one of these? Oh, I didn't bring it out. Maybe I did. Oh, do you have one of these at home? Have you ever noticed how... Yeah. You got to have the latest version. It's awesome, and everyone wants the latest version of what it can do. This is an Android, but you may have a more advanced phone. Boy, the texting options, the emojis that you can use. And then a year later, guess what? A new phone is going to come out. Are you going to get the latest version? More and more. And then 6 months pass by. Well, you better keep up with the Joneses and get the latest version so that you can have that fancy emoji and all the advanced texting options that come with the phone. But the danger, again, of the philosophy of more and more and more. Every culture has failed that has gone that way. Every culture. And the reality of it is, as individuals, we will be alone just to celebrate all by ourselves. That's the danger of the 9th and 10th commandment. How can we know that we're getting the message of the Bible on this topic? Are there clear signs that we know that we're getting the message? Here's one, as I read this text. What are we doing with the surplus that we have? Are we giving it away? John Wesley was a famous hymn writer in the Methodist Church, the Wesley brothers. Lots of famous hymnody came from the Wesley brothers. But you know what was beautiful about John Wesley? John Wesley had a beautiful heart. That's what I liked about him. And he wrote for himself, not from the Bible, but he wrote a life, he called it a rule of life. You can Google this, John Wesley's rule of life. You know what it was? I'll try to get this right. Might be a little off, but you can Google this. Do good anytime that you can. Do good anytime that you can, in any place that you can, in any way that you can, by any means that you can, at any time that you can, to everyone that you can, as long as you can. John Wesley, rule of life. Do good as you can, by all means that you can, in any way that you can, in all times that you can, at any place that you can, to everyone that you can, as long as you can.